T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:44, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this humid and miserable Wednesday morning. It's going to get better tomorrow, a little bit at least. The temperatures are still going to be in the lower 90s, but the humidity will be down. We're talking about water management this morning in light of the flooding that's occurred. And I don't know that you can in any way rule out concrete as one of the main causes of this flooding, both in terms of development and maybe box culverts, box canals, which are different. David Hammer first alerted us to this yesterday morning about maybe the Sela improvements could have forced more water and just jammed it down to a restriction, which is why it's flooding in different areas. Newell Norman did an excellent interview yesterday at 10 o'clock with Ghazan Korban, who is the new leader of the Sewerage and Water Board. You can find that on a podcast at WWL. Right now, we talk to Amay Thomas, biology professor and the director of the Environment Program at Loyola University. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking the time with us.
Absolutely.
I'm going to ask you the same question I've asked the previous guests. Do you think in this country we kind of have a rugged mentality, you get the pickup truck, the dump truck, the bulldozer, or the steam shovel, whatever you want to call it, and that's the way to fix a problem when in essence you got to work smarter than that, especially as it relates to us here in water management?
Oh, absolutely, especially in our area. We really need to recalibrate the way that we think, because think about it. Last year, we celebrated 300 years, and for 300 years, we've been doing one thing, like you just described, except for our one thing with dealing with water is we've been pushing it out. We've been pumping it out. We've been getting those trucks. We've been getting the pumps systems working, or hopefully working, and trying to get everything out of here. And it's time to recalibrate how we think about it. And that's the big push. I don't know if your listeners have been reading all the initiatives locally about living with water, but that's the way we need to think about it now, is how we can live with water in a more sustainable way, not flooding our homes, not flooding our cars. And so it all starts with us doing our own little part to help deal with the water in our own way, because clearly our gray infrastructure, our pipes, our culverts, you know, I mean, just last week when the car was pulled out, you know, obviously it's not working. Mm-hmm. So we need to do something to help out and to make it work better, other than just clearing out our drains. You know, I mean, that's the mayor keeps saying that, and that's definitely a part of it, but we need to do more than that.
So in terms of the topography of the city, you know, we always hear that New Orleans is in a bowl under sea level, but that being said, the bottom of the bowl is not all flat, is it?
Oh, not at all, no. I mean, you can tell that easily just after a heavy rain when you have certain spots on your street that are holding water and certain spots that are dry. You can tell that when you are driving down a street you've driven down every day for the past year and all of a sudden there's a pothole. And so, I mean, that right there tells you that our topography is different. It tells you a lot about the geography and the geology geography of where we're placed, but the geology of our soils. And you know, if you learn more about those basic sciences, really, it helps you understand why we're in this pickle.
Has that been addressed enough, or those factors considered enough as it relates to analyzing both what's happening and how to fix it?
You know, there are a lot of people who are doing that, but I think the general public still doesn't really know, because we always rely on these entities, these agencies, the industry and our government to handle these problems for us. And so, you know, we pay our taxes. We pay our sewage and water board fees every month. And so we figure we're paying those, so they should fix it. They should make it to where it's livable. And you know, you get on your neighborhood app, and that's what everyone's talking about, is, you know, we're paying all these taxes. Our taxes are rising. And in Orleans Parish, of course, we know about the assessments that have just gone up for a big majority of the people. And that makes sense. That's the way people think. And that's how it typically works in cities, but we're not a typical city. We are a city that gets, you know, some of the highest rainfall amounts in our country. You know, it's up to about, on average, 64 inches of rain per year. And because we are a bowl, because we are below sea level, we need to think of things differently.
Let me do this, Professor. If we can, yep. Let me press the pause button there.
Okay.
And we'll pick it up right there at thinking of things differently. And we'll talk about some areas around the city. And also, I want to ask you, and you don't have to get involved in this, but our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, do we have the right leadership to fix the sewage and water board? 74% are saying no. If you listen to Ghassan Korban and what he had to tell Newell Norman yesterday, this man has both an acute and a plan to address both the acute and chronic problems as it relates to water management here in the city. And that's what I'm going to ask the professor when we come back. In terms of green approaches, is there an acute approach that we can take to the acute problems and an approach that we take to the chronic problems? 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:56, 4 before 8. We're all aware of the flooding that happened. Well, it's happened, I should say, since August 5th of 2017. And we're talking about some solutions here. And I'm getting a lot of texts that are politically motivated, that are just saying that, you know, money's stolen, money's wasted. And I think we have to look at this. And somebody else texted in and said, blah, 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 nothing's ever going to be done. So I guess we just sit here and drown or continue to repair our homes. I don't think you can look at it that way. And I think in terms of politics, just as there are problems above ground with the actual mechanics of the sewage and water board and below ground, there are multiple levels. But you have to think long term on something like this. And when it comes to green solutions, which is what we're talking about, and you have to think something that helps in the short term, something that helps in the long term. Amit Thomas is our guest, biology professor and director of the environment program at Loyola University. And Amit, in the time we have left, tell us about the Urban Conservancy, and the Front Yard Initiative.
Sure. So that's an organization that's a local nonprofit. And one of the things they're doing is not only getting the message out, which is important, but doing things that can make a difference. So it's a part of green infrastructure that they're working on. And we partner with them on a couple of different initiatives. And so one of those is Front Yard Initiative, where they are offering citizens an opportunity to apply for some help to turn some of their gray infrastructure, and in this case, we're not talking about culverts because, you know, that's not on your own property and you don't have access to that, but the concrete. Historically, because we don't have much parking, we've put concrete in our front yards around the city, and so it's ugly. It's expensive, and, you know, I mean, it's not sustainable. And so one of the things that they're pushing is to an incentive program to help you make this happen. So you can go to their website and apply for it. But why it works and how it works is they're turning that concrete into things like a water garden, or they're encouraging you to use, or I shouldn't say or, and encouraging you to use rain barrels. And so what these do is it helps utilize the water in place. And that's a big thing, is living with water. And that's why you're going to see that all over paraphernalia that different nonprofits in the city are using to try to push these initiatives, is because that's what I said earlier, that we need to recalibrate our thinking. Instead of trying to push it all out to the street all at one time, if we think about holding it in place, now let me give you an example, a water garden, okay, a natural just area that has native plants that are water loving and absorb more water. So it holds the water in place. It recharges the groundwater, which is something that's important, because if you recharge the groundwater, then your soils are going to sink at a lower rate because there's water there to keep them hydrated. So instead of pushing it out to the street, you hold it in place, recharges the groundwater. It helps prevent the water that's getting into our streets and into the to our systems. It reduces, I said, the rate of subsidence, and that's the shrinkage of the soils which cause your homes to sink. It also filters pollutants. So it does all these incredible things in addition to protecting our homes and our cars from this flooding, which is what everyone thinks about because that's the first thing that happens.
Amit, I appreciate your time. I really do. We'll talk again. Back in a flash, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.